Let us now rise as we join our hearts and minds in prayer. We pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of motherhood and that you use it as a symbol for your church. Lord, receive our thanks this day for the gift of our mothers. Bless them in their ongoing vocation of love, prayer, and sacrifice for their children of all ages. And grant that their labors might remind us of the new life you have given us through Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, your Son honored you and became obedient even to death on the cross. Hear our prayers also on behalf of children and youth. Provide them with good and godly homes where they might be trained in your ways, and give them thankful hearts that honor their fathers and mothers as your servants. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, even as you make your Son known to us through your word, so you also make known much about your creation through discovery and education. Bless all education and students entrusted to their care. Give them good things to speak, ears ready to hear and learn, wisdom to use that knowledge according to your will, and faith to trust you when answers remain a mystery. Lord, we especially pray for today our Philomena School District, that you'd bless the students, faculty and staff, administrators, as they look towards the end of the school year, and also Zion Lutheran School, as we continue to partner with them and as we lead their chapel this week on Wednesday. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, as you remember us in our living and in our dying, remember all those who cry to you in need. Today we remember, Lord, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Warren, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Bonnie, Sandy, Dawn, and Lord, we do thank you for the presence of Dottie with us this morning and for answered prayer last week for safety and protection. Continue to strengthen her in her time of recovery and therapy. Lord, also for the Suttles family as they go their different ways today, we thank you for time together to remember Joyce's life, to remember that she is one of those sheep that has been guided to safe pasture in her passing. Lord, bless us with the promises of the Good Shepherd as we too await that day when he will lead us on into eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, also today we have special guests with us this morning. We thank you for the mothers, but also we thank you for pastors and counselors, and especially for Patty, Lord, for her testimony today during our Bible study hour. We thank you for Dave and Patty Jackson and their ministry at Friends of the Family, a quiet ministry in our area that truly uplifts and glorifies you and brings healthy living right here. Bless Friends of the Family Ministry, our partnership as well as the other churches in partnership with Friends of the Family. And Lord, also for Pastor Max Metcalf with us today. We thank you for his presence here at Peace and his servant's heart and the many years that he's dedicated to serving you in your church. Bless him this day and give him good health as well. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, that we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.